Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi,
my name is Jose Alejandro.
Go ahead, I'm so sorry. This is Sunshine. I have Jose on the line.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hi, Jose, can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Right.
You sound better than her.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Much better.
I'll be your intake specialist
yes.
today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Okay, yes.
Okay, I'll ask you a few questions here in regards to Roundup. Have you gotten an attorney already to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any document or contract with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And was it yourself or was it someone that you loved that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Do you want my son?
No. Was it yourself or was it somebody else that you love that was diagnosed with
non-Hodgkin's? Oh, myself. I'm sorry. Myself.
Oh, yourself. Okay. All right. No problem. And first of all, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that. What was the name of the subtype for the non-Hodgkin's?
How much was the what?
So the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, what was the subtype? Do you know if there was a subtype?
The subtype.
Was it a B cell, a T cell, a leukemia, anything like that?
The cancer, no?
Yes, for the cancer, was it non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, and then...
Yes,
non-Hodgkin's, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have more than one...
Yeah, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Uh-huh, non-Hodgkin's, okay. Did you have more than one diagnosis or just that one?
Just one.
Just the one, okay.
Just the one, yeah.
Okay, and what was the date of diagnosis?
The day of the diagnostic was August 15, and the year was 2018, yeah.
Okay, August 15 of 2018, okay. And what was your age?
Was 50 years old.
50 years old, okay. All right, and besides you, was there anybody else in your house that used Roundup?
No.
No, okay, no problem. And did you use Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
At home, okay. And what part of the home? Was it the front yard, backyard, fence, or sidewalk?
The front yard.
The front yard, okay. And did you use a hand sprayer or a hose or a backpack for the Roundup?
I use a bottle, a spray bottle.
Spray bottle, okay. And did you ever use any protective equipment, any gloves or masks?
No, gloves, yeah, but no masks.
Okay, so just gloves. All right, and then... how much did you use Roundup? Did you use it for at least 10 days or more?
Let me see. I used it like use it for my home or...
Yes, for your home. Would you say that you use Roundup for at least 10 days or more in total?
I use it like twice a week.
Twice a week, okay. So
yeah, twice a week, yeah.
A week, okay. Did you use it every single month or only seasonally?
Every single month.
Okay, every single month. Okay. So two times a week, so that's about eight times in the month. Okay. Did you use it for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And then would you say that you used it for one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then in total, how many years have you used it in your lifetime?
Eight years
total? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When did you start using it? What year?
2010, I think. Yeah, 2010.
2010? Okay. To 2018?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a note of that here. Okay, and then did you use it at the home where you live right now?
No, I don't, I moved from the house already.
Okay, what was the address of that house?
My new house, where I live right now?
No, the house where you used Roundup in the past. Do you remember the address?
No, because I don't live in the same house all the time.
Uh-huh.
I live in different houses.
Oh, in different houses. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't remember that. Yeah.
You don't remember. Okay. Do you
I used the product for 8 years.
The product for 8 years. Okay. But you said you used it at home in the front yard?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you remember what city the house was in?
In Whittier. Whittier,
California?
Whittier, California. Whittier, Ramona Valley.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then the phone that we're in right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone, okay. Are you able
to... iPhone.
iPhone, okay, perfect. Are you able to open text messages and emails if you need to?
Yes.
Yes, okay. The reason why I'm asking is because once we finish the questions here, I will send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the lawyers to start working on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Let me continue with the questions here. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever had hepatitis B or C?
Never.
No. Okay. Have you ever had an autoimmune disease or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Anything like Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Okay. What about rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes?
No.
No. Did you ever have any other type of cancer that required chemotherapy?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history?
No. Not that I know. No.
No. Okay. Perfect. And can you spell your full name?
Jose Alejandro Medina Cruz.
Okay. Jose Alejandro Medina Cruz, okay? And then can you verify your gender for me?
My what?
Your gender?
Gender? Male.
Male, okay. And are you married?
Yes. Okay. I am, well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm separated right now, but.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let me see. But legally married still?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then what is your date of birth?
9/25/1967.
Okay. You said 25th, 2/5 or 2/6?
2/5.
2/5. Okay.
25.
1967. Okay. And then your full social?
66-58-8415.
Okay. And then how did you first find out that Roundup might have been connected to the cancer? How did you find out?
In the website.
In the website? Okay. So you saw something online?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make a note here. And then when was that? Do you remember what date?
No, I don't remember the date. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Was it within this year or the last couple of years?
Probably the last couple of years.
A couple of years, okay.
Mm.
Do you remember what year approximately?
No, I'm not sure about that. Couple years, maybe
2022? Okay. All right. So I'll just put 2022. And then what is your height and weight?
Weight is 200 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And the height is 5'6".
5'6", okay. All right. And then I have a phone number. I have 323-427-1634.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is a good email address for you?
Is that J?
Uh-huh.
Dot.
Uh-huh.
Alex M. M like Mary.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm saying J. Dot Alex M.
Uh-huh.
67. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then what is the name of your spouse, your wife?
I don't want to know that she's involved in this. Because I'm separated with her right now.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So let me change that. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, please.
Okay, no problem. Let me just switch that here. Okay, and then let me see here. You used the Roundup. It was a residential, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you used it from 2010 to 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and thank you for your patience. We're almost done with the questions.
Okay.
Okay, and you used the Roundup spray in the state of California?
Yes.
Okay, and did you spray it yourself directly, or were you around somebody else that used it?
How... I don't spray directly to me, no.
No, I mean, were you the one?
For...
You were the one using it, not somebody else?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was me.
It was you. Okay. So you were directly exposed to Roundup.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you live near a water well?
No.
No. Okay. Do you get your water? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I tried to ask you, what's the water well that people got for that?
Uh-huh. So a water well is like a hole in the ground somewhere. Some people get their water from a well. Do you get your water like that at all?
Oh, okay. No.
No. Okay. And then have you been exposed to any other herbicides or anything like benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
No. Okay. And then what type of Roundup did you use? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And then what stores did you normally purchase the product?
Home Depot.
Okay. And do you happen to have any leftover bottles of Roundup anywhere?
No.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Self-employed.
Self-employed. Okay. Okay. And what kind of work do you do? What is your job title?
I'm a driver.
A driver, okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or any treatments related to your condition?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Okay. Has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When was the bankruptcy discharged? What year?
I think it was 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure about that. So I think it was 4 years ago.
So in 2020?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yep. Okay. And then what court was it, was the bankruptcy in?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles court. Okay. And then do you have any details, a little bit, can you tell me more about the bankruptcy?
No.
No. Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so no more details. And then, other than any minor traffic offenses or any parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No, okay. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then, what is the name of the doctor who diagnosed you or the doctor that has been treating you?
Was Dr. Jerry Wells.
You said Dr. Jerry Wells?
Terry Wells.
Terry Wells, okay. Is it T-E-R-R-Y?
Yes.
And then Wells, W-E-L-L-S?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the address of the medical facility or the practice? Or do you know what the place was called?
Yeah, it's a Anaheim Medical Center, and the address is 111 West La Palma Avenue.
Uh-huh.
In Anaheim, California.
Okay, Anaheim Regional Medical Center.
Anaheim Medical Center.
Medical Center. Okay, perfect. I'm just going to Google the address just to make sure I have it correctly. Okay. All right, perfect. And then can you describe a little bit anything you want to share of how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Anything like physical, emotional, or financial, anything that you want to share?
Well, especially physical, because I got a little ball within my neck, and of course financial too, because they put me like for the chemo. I need to go over there and spend time and money for that. For this problem, yeah.
Okay, tight on money, paying for treatment. Okay. All right, so I'll write that down here. Okay, and then Dr. Terry Wells, they're in Anaheim Medical Center, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then when was the last time that you went for treatment?
The last time that I went to treatment. I don't remember exactly that day. It was was the 22
of this month?
February.
Oh, February.
Yeah, February 2022.
Okay, of 2022. All right, and then the last thing I need from you is just your current mailing address.
Okay, is the address is 11445 Santa Santa Gertrudis Gertrudes.
Okay.
Santa Gertrudis Avenue in Whittier, California.
Okay.
90604.
Okay. In Whittier, 90604. Okay, perfect. All right. So that's it for the questions today. And then the very last thing is we just request an emergency contact number just in case something happens to you, just so we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. And typically, we'll only contact them if we cannot reach you for an extended period of time. It's just so there's no disruptions in the case. So for your emergency contact, do they live with you or live separate?
You say for another person from my contact, because I'm separate from my spouse. I live by myself right now.
Yes. Okay. So you can put anybody as your emergency contact. So they would live separate from you. Yeah. So anybody, a friend or any other family member.
Okay. Put my friend number is.
Okay. Your friend.
323. 829.
Okay.
0097.
Okay. And what is your full name?
I'm sorry?
What is their name?
The name is Luis. L-U-I-S.
Okay. And last name?
Jimenez.
Okay. Is that J-I-M-E-N-E-Z?
Okay.
All right. No problem. Okay, so then we have that. All right, so that's it. That's it for the questions. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you over the electronic document to sign. It's a DocuSign. Mm-hmm. It's the contract for the attorneys to start working on the case. So you can put me on speaker if you need to, if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you need any help filling out the form. I'm sorry, filling out the DocuSign. I'll send it to your email and I'll send it to a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier to open, you can open.
Okay.
All right. So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over. Just give me 1 second.
I need to send it, sign it right now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, in order for them to process the document, we need the signature first. Otherwise, the attorneys don't have permission to work on the case.
Like I said, I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving right now? Okay.
Yeah.
So let me.
You sent the documents, and I think I stopped.
Yes. So, are you far away from your destination?
I'm going to TJ.
Oh, you're going to TJ. Okay. That's like a drive out there. Okay. No problem.
yeah.
I'll send it over. It'll be on your email once you get the chance, before the end of today, if possible. Please just get it signed, and then they'll process it, okay? Because the next thing they'll do is once everything's processed, the attorneys will give you a call. They'll call you within 5 to 7 days, and then they'll let you know what to expect, and then if they need any other information.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, that's it for today, sir. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I'll send you a text message with my phone number and then the number of the law firm, the attorneys. Their name is Pulaski, and I'll write it down there too.
Pulaski.
Just save those numbers. Save those numbers and your contacts. If you have any questions or anything, you can text me or you can call me back, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, perfect, sir. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. All right. Have a good night, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.